The process of downsizing the University of Alaska continues. Decreased state tax revenue because of low crude oil prices has resulted in less money for the university, and there's no sign of that changing. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the focus of the university's reorganization is shifting.
The last 2 years have seen program and job reductions at individual University of Alaska campuses, and new UA President Jim Johnson says the next round of cuts will have a more statewide focus.
We're going to look real hard at academic and administrative programs across the entire university system. So far, a lot of those reviews have taken place at the universities, and they have organized the reviews and the analysis and the reductions. We're going to step that up a bit, and we're going to look across the entire university system. We're going to look at enrollments. We're going to look at cost effectiveness. We're going to look at quality. We're going to look at access. So there will be reorganization across the university system.
Johnson says the goal is to deliver top-notch programs while cutting costs, and that will likely mean consolidation of some programs.
I believe that we'll always have Program X in Alaska. It may not be at three campuses. It may not be at five campuses, however. So we have to do a hard look at those kinds of things across the state.
Johnson says that unfortunately will also mean more job losses.
But my commitment to the people of the University of Alaska is that we will have transparent processes for making these decisions. We will be inclusive, so there will be, we're not hiding anything. We're going to let people know, and we're going to be upfront with what we're doing, and I think that's the only way to respect the people who've worked for the university for years and years, and who may be affected by these negative conditions out there in our economy.
Johnson would not put a timeline on the next round of cuts, but says the downsizing analysis is already underway. He adds that cutting isn't the only focus, and also highlights a new fundraising effort to reach beyond corporate donors to individual citizens, including alumni, for support. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.